From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When asked about how to stop gun violence in Birmingham, many officials point to parents and the need for strong community networks. They say it takes a village. As WBHM's Kyra Miles reports in the second part of her look at gun violence, it's not just the people in charge saying that. It's also kids, activists, and the parents themselves.
It's a cloudy day at Railroad Park. Shunda Milhouse comes here often to walk and think. This year marks 20 years since her daughter April was shot and killed when she was 15 years old.
It's almost like time has stopped. I don't look at it as being 20 years. To me, it's almost like it's yesterday.
One day, Milhouse says April asked to tag along with her older sister for senior skip day. She says she'd usually say no to that kind of thing, but that day, she said yes. While they were out, a man in his 20s tried to hit on April, and April said no.
And so she walked away, and somehow his ego got bruised. And when she declined to speak with him, he went to the trunk of his car, and he got out a gun, and he just started shooting, and he shot my baby in her back.
She says in order for things to change, people need to be invested in their community. When young people are taken care of, they take care of their community and fewer shootings happen.
We need that village back. We need to be more like when our grandparents were sitting on the front porch and they knew what was going on in the neighborhood. People got involved.
Gun violence disproportionately affects Black families. Earlier this year, Mayor Randall Woodfin called on parents to help reduce violent crime by taking control of their households. He said law enforcement cannot be the only solution. Lonnie Hannon agrees, but with a caveat.
The interesting thing about parenting is that I think very few parents are afforded the type of time to be with their kids as much as they want to be.
He's a parent, and he also teaches health behavior at UAB, with a focus on how sociocultural factors impact community empowerment.
Black people have experienced racism and economic disadvantage since our time in the United States. But the one thing that we did have was a cohesive community, cohesive households that supported us and helped us defend against those systematic issues.
Basically, he says, local institutions like a church or YMCA act as a buffer. But over the last couple decades, he's seen those networks dissolve, and with it, support for parents. People work more hours because it costs more to live. That gives them less time to connect with each other as a community and pass on unspoken rules.
One of the things that I have noticed is that for a lot of the younger people, there is no code. You know, when I was growing up, and I grew up in a rough working class neighborhood, but there was a code. You would never engage women, you would never engage children in whatever beef you had with someone else. Churches were off limits. And a lot of what I see today is that those groups are no longer off limits.
He says there needs to be more role models for young people, like a teacher or a parent, to teach them how to move in their communities. And then there's mental health. The kind of pain that comes from constantly seeing people die in your community can overwhelm kids with stress and anxiety. Onoyemi Williams says that's true for Black parents, too. She's the deputy director of Faith in Action, a community organization that often works with victims of gun violence.
Oftentimes, people like to think that we have some superhero response to the pain and agony of children being lost to gun violence, when in fact our pain and agony is the same as in other communities when these incidents occur. The only thing is we never exit that state of pain and agony. It is an ongoing feeling that we are never given the opportunity to be released from.
She says Black parents are often stereotyped as being uninvolved in their children's lives. That's perpetuated by stark class divisions in the city.
On the other side is get it how you live it. Your parents don't care. Your parents aren't trying hard enough. When the parents are doing everything they can to, again, fight against the system that is built against them.
To help release some of that stress, Williams says her team at Faith in Action hosts trainings on how to receive victim compensation and provide response teams that help with childcare while families grieve and process. She says the citizens of Birmingham can be more than just observers of a bad situation.
That's a gleam of hope, that if we keep talking, if we keep telling the truth about our situations, not allowing others to co-opt and just deal with the ugliness of the infection in the community and say that, hey, we're gonna cut this out. And yeah, the scar might be ugly, but the healing of a community will allow for so much beauty to be seen.
It will be a group effort to truly combat gun violence in the community. Williams says law enforcement needs to act equitably. Birminghamians must act with compassion. Parents and guardians have to build strong support systems, and kids should just be kids. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.